Every baseball or football game is a championship of sorts in so-called fantasy leagues. Millions of fanatic Americans participate in that type of statistical game playing. Commentator Frank DeFord is struck by their enthusiasm.
This sort of thing began some years ago with the creation of what is known as rotisserie baseball, wherein friends get together and draft real players, well, draft their statistics, for their make-believe teams. Thus, your team might be made up of a catcher from the Red Sox, a first baseman from the Rockies, a relief pitcher from the Blue Jays, and so on. You would use the real achievements of these players to determine your record in a contrived league competition with friends and their imaginary teams. Now fans, many of them young, have developed this idea to other sports, and fantasy football has become so popular that the NFL has started to feature it all the more on its website. The league even has actual players promoting their make-believe selves. Fantasy football players, it seems, are more interested in how their imaginary teams do than in real games really played by real players. Among other things, fantasy football players watch more games on television, searching about to see how their players are doing. The average male NFL fan watches 6.6 hours a week of pro football. Fantasy football fans watch 8.4 hours of NFL football every week. Not only that, but it apparently develops that ABC was right to hire John Madden as color commentator for Monday Night Football, but for the wrong reasons. Madden has been celebrated as the most acclaimed football analyst ever, but it turns out that the reason that more young men are tuning in Mondays has nothing to do with Madden's ability to analyze the game being played, but because his video football game, Madden NFL 2003, is so popular with that cohort of young men between the ages of 19 and 34 that is most desirable to advertisers. The manufacturer of the Madden video game has bought time during the real game to use situations in the real game to contrive animation of the two real teams on the video game, which evidently is more fascinating to many younger viewers than the actual game that the real Madden is analyzing. Get it? This isn't so much life follows art as life and art are simultaneous and blurred. The Monday Night World Wrestling Entertainment bouts used to be so popular to young men because while the outcome was arranged, the plot was better written than a football game, which could be honest but boring. Sport has always had the advantage of being an escape from the quotidian day-to-day life. Now, apparently, sport must itself be getting too real. So younger generations are choosing to escape from watching actual games into pretending to be involved in personal dream renditions of games. Okay? Oh, if only Harry Potter could grow up and play for the New England Patriots.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.